This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 a.m. right now. This is the Morning Run. I'm Tan Chung Han. With me at Joyce Go. Thank you all so much for the many, many WhatsApps that have come in about the issue of political party hopping. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to go through all of them, and the show must go on, and we got to look at global markets. So this week, the U.S. Federal Reserve is slated to announce its latest or its last rate decision for 2018. Rate hike appears to be a near certainty, but besides the Fed, there are other policy announcements by major central banks to look out for as well in the coming days. And here to give us an overview is Stephen Innes, head of trading in Asia Pacific for Owanda in Singapore. Good morning, Stephen. So, looking ahead to this Wednesday, you got the Bank of Japan. They're expected to make a policy announcement. You compare this upcoming announcement with what the ECB said last week, right? That their QE program will end this year. Then you've got the Fed that's hiking. Question is, can the BOJ afford to be left behind from these other two major central banks, so to speak?
Yeah, good morning, Han. I think the Bank of Japan is going to remain on steady footing. And the interesting part of this discussion is that Governor Kuroda is going to continue insisting that there's been no stealth tapering occurring in the Japanese capital markets. This is despite slight adjustments to the yield curve control mechanism back in July when the Bank of Japan effectively doubled the trading band. So it's not that they're being left behind, it's that they're doing it quite secretly. And I think the intention behind here is not to shock the market by suggesting that they're going to start reducing interest rates and then having the yen appreciate dramatically, which is going to weigh negatively on export markets. So, you know, within this mechanism, yes, I think we're going through this big experiment. Just like we did with the introduction of QE, the big experiment now is how do you wean the markets off without having a taper tantrum? So it's going to be very gradual. I don't think there's going to be any significant moves by the ECB to completely eliminate QE. I think it's just going to be gradual, just the same way the Feds are going to do. Because, you know, we look at the current state of equity markets. You know, they're really coming up pretty heavily, driven by the thought of global growth slowdown, along with the prospects of central banks raising interest rates, at least if the central banks can give a little bit more wiggle room on the monetary policy front. This could at least temporarily abate the current equity market meltdown.
Stephen, at current levels, would the Bank of Japan have enough policy ammunition should a global crisis hit next year? I mean, as some predict.
You know, there's two things they're really focusing on. One is a lackluster inflation. It's just absent, and that doesn't give them any necessary cause to rise interest rates. The other area that they're very concerned about is global risks that are emanating from growth, which are all revolving around trade tensions. So I think this is increasing the propensity for global central banks to remain on a dovish tack, and I think that's what they're going to do. I think in 2019, we're not going to see any move from the Bank of Japan at all as far as interest rates go. And I also think we're going to see a concerted efforts by global central banks to try to maintain a neutral policy, and this is going, and this will including the Feds. I don't think they're going to be as aggressive on the rate hike trajectory as what they were, but again, they've already stressed that they're going to be extremely data dependent, so that outcome is yet to be seen on the U.S. markets.
Speaking about being data dependent here, look, Stephen, BOJ Governor Kuroda, look, he has been hell-bent on his 2% inflation target, right? That seems to be all he's talking about. You talk about the backdrop of the global slowdown next year. You talk about the volatility in equity markets. But, you know, at least when it comes to the communication that we're getting out of the BOJ, it seems to be all about that 2% inflation target, right? So is the BOJ really going to be as data dependent as they portray themselves to be? And keeping in mind, Japan's CPI announcement is, I believe, due out this Thursday.
Yeah, I think the market's going to pay attention, obviously, to the CPI data, but expectations are quite low. Again, you know, especially now that federal oil prices start to come off, the headline inflation data will probably tend to be a little bit lower. As far as the core inflation, economy's not doing super well. So that tells me that consumers don't have a lot of money in their pockets. Heading towards Christmas. Hey, but listen, Japan's not the only one whose Christmas stocking is going to be a little bit lighter this year. I think all around the region we're going to be suffering because of these trade tumults.
What about the Bank of England? Because I think on Thursday that they are due for a decision, and Mark Carney has certainly got his hands full. How intertwined is the BOE's policy outlook with further Brexit clarity?
Well, the B word continues to cast a long shadow. I don't even want to talk about Brexit anymore, but it's just been in the news so much. But, you know, there is a potential for Bank of England hawkishness. The data has actually held up quite well. But, again, just the uncertainties around Brexit are keeping them back. Okay, now, that's not to suggest that they could surprise the markets, but there's a high degree of uncertainty that they're actually going to do that, simply because it's not necessary. They can just wait this out. There's no need to jump in front of the rate curve right now. There's no absolute pressure, despite the fact that the economy is doing better. That can quickly take a downturn, especially if we go through some of the more contentious aspects of Brexit. In other words, have a hard Brexit, then nobody knows what's going to be happening. So I think they want to keep the rate hikes pocketed right now, in favor of waiting to see how Brexit's going to develop.
You know, Stephen, you're trying to stay away from the B word. I'm trying to stay away from the F word here. That's the Fed. Not that F word, Joyce. No, I mean, because there are other major central banks, you know, are making decisions this week, not just the Fed. But so, still sticking with the B word here. Look, judging by how the pound has been reacting in recent weeks, right, it seems to be all about Brexit headline risk that's moving cable. Does the BOE even hold any sway on the pound in the near term?
You know, it's market driven and it's really headline driven, and that makes it very difficult to position the pound. And obviously, you know, the Bank of England's influence on the pound would only be through monetary policy. They're not about to drop rates and they're not about to hike rates. So I don't think they're going to have any overt policy implications over the near term. But, you know, frankly, something has to give here. Prime Minister May can't always, every week, go back to EU leaders with cap in hand, looking for some adjustment on policy. Something's going to have to give. We've seen senior members of the Conservative Party come out and basically say they want another vote. Would that accomplish anything? Probably not. I think the dividing lines are 50-50. I think what's going to happen, they're going to have to find some happy ground on this contentious Ireland backstop. And until that happens, I think the markets are just going to be held hostage, especially the UK markets, to this Brexit bedlam.
Well, it's certainly going to be a fun ride between now and March 2019, and I'm sure you, Stephen, will be keeping us posted every step of the way. Thank you so much for your time and the insights. That was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia-Pacific for Owanda in Singapore. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of the top business headlines, including some investments by Malaysian entities that may be facing headwinds on the global stage. Stay tuned. This is The Morning Run on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.